So Others May Live by Lee Hutch, narrated by Siobhan Dowd.
What was it you needed to talk to me about?
Michael lay sprawled on his back on the bed in his shirt sleeves, his collar unbuttoned and his tie unknotted. He watched Grace, who stood with her back to him as she slipped into a grey skirt.
It's nothing, really, she said over her shoulder. We can talk about it later.
I only have a weekend pass, you know, he said. Have to be back at 6 p.m.
It can wait until... She froze for a moment and then turned to face him. Her light blonde hair framed a young face with lines of worry etched into the corners of her green eyes. Until after... you know.
Have it your way then, Michael said as he sat up. It'll be soon enough. Imagine we'll have another go tomorrow night. That should finish things, one way or the other.
Michael need only fly one more mission to reach the magic number, 30.
So Grace, Mackenzie said in a tone which suggested he'd known her his whole life instead of 2 days, has Mick told you about the trip we made a couple of weeks back?
No, Grace replied. He doesn't tell me much about what he does.
And for a good reason, Lawton said as he lit a cigarette. There isn't much to tell. Shut up, you tummy twit, Mackenzie said.
Mind the language, Cameron said. There's a lady present.
You must forgive him, Grace. Colonials behave like wild animals, mixed company or no.
Go bagger a sheep, you kilt-wearing kerimite,
Mackenzie replied. Now, back to the story. Hold on now, Michael said, raising his hand. Mackenzie ignored him and continued. So, we were over the Ruhr, can't tell you where. But it was bloody awful. Fleck everywhere, planes going down in flames left and right. We got coned by a searchlight. They zeroed in on us, fleck pinging off everything. Mick twists and turns, but we can't get out of the light. I just about shat myself when I heard something over the intercom. Mick was bloody whistling, Lawton said.